So good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, David.
And welcome, everyone, back to the Daily Evolver. We're glad to have you here today. And today, we're going back to war, in a word. It may sound a little strange, but we're really going to focus on Afghanistan and Pakistan. What you think is evolving since, you know, a major happening in our lives, which was the death of Osama bin Laden. And certainly that, from the war of terror standpoint, was a chapter stop for something moving forward against the landscape of we're still at war in Afghanistan, we still are attacking things in Pakistan. What does this mean from an integral view? So I'm really glad we're going to do this today.
Yeah, and it's very interesting and, you know, very up in the news as Obama's about to announce how many troops he's going to withdraw in July and, you know, presumably a quote-unquote full withdrawal in 2014. And so we'll see how all that goes. But clearly in terms of why we went to Afghanistan as the actually an international coalition at the time and of course led by the U.S. was to eliminate al-Qaeda, which has been a very successful mission capped off by this latest raid and killing of Osama bin Laden. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we could technically declare victory and go home, but, you know,
it
didn't work out that way in a way, because what we also did was a different project, and this was quote-unquote nation building, where the United States and this coalition, and currently there's about 100,000 U.S. troops and, you know, 45,000 international, but so there's 150.
It's a big effort.
It's a big effort, absolutely.
Yeah, big effort.
And it's morphed into nation building in the sense that we're trying to create the conditions by which Afghanistan can hold on to certain modernist values, that is, a constitution, a basic rule of law, a court system, structures other than quote-unquote corruption, which is basically just tribal economies where, you know, you scratch the back of the warlord and, you know, everybody is, you know, basically in some aristocracy of pull, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So that wants to change to a more bureaucratic, modernist structure. And that bottom line is that Afghanistan doesn't become a haven for al-Qaeda to come back, that the Taliban, which is the tribal fighting force of tribalists, about 40,000 strong, that will undoubtedly come back to areas of the country, particularly in the south, in the Pakistan border region, and will want to take over. So we're trying to, in the next 3 years, with a minimum of casualties and a minimum of expense, make this happen. Right. Now, the question is that a good bet? And is that possible that that happens?
Right.
And what I can say is, from my view, there are some really, really interesting and intelligent and well-intentioned people who are working on making that happen, all from different perspectives, all being human beings. And we're talking Karzai, we're talking Petraeus, we're talking Obama, we're talking Hillary Clinton, we're talking the Pakistanis. We're talking Mullah Omar, who is the leader of the Taliban. We're talking about Taliban members. And this is a major negotiation with military, with killing going on that is unfolding right before our eyes. And it's a very interesting thing because from an evolutionary perspective, what the modernist world is trying to do is bring a country into modernity that was basically tribal, and Afghanistan's like a lot of countries. It has several structures of development within it. But there's a huge tribal structure in Afghanistan, and they're pre-modern. They're not interested in becoming modern. They don't want to be ruled by outside forces. They want to have their tribal structures and their tribal courts, and their warlords are... It's a government, you know, this is a stage of development, and it is what it is. It's brutal, it's might-based, it tends to keep women in a very subservient, totally limited to the private sphere. It's very ugly to people at modernity, but it's very stubborn, and it has, and it, you know, from an integral perspective, what we should be trying to do is to the best of our ability, help these people live healthy tribal lives, right, rather than move them into a nationalistic or a more modernistic structure.
But in order to do that, when you say that we're hopeful that something new or broader is going to emerge that has more of a modernistic rule of law and all the things that go with that, when we look at the opposite extremes, before the Taliban, I mean, you could make an argument, I think, that this was, you said, a tribal sort of warlord sort of deal. So you had areas that were focused by a strong man or a council of men. And then the other one is you go to the Taliban, but it has an equal set of rules, which we don't like, particularly as it relates to women. I mean, they get more of the thing about the women, but if, as you point out, the tribal warlord thing, the women aren't really in that circle either. So those are the two extremes, in a sense that people said, well, when the Taliban took over from the warlords, then we went in and basically pushed them out and back. The warlords come back in and just say, okay, we're going back to that form of hierarchy. You want to see something broader and more participatory, but it may include elements of that, which certainly our country had to do. I mean, look at slavery. I mean, look what we had to include in our modernist move, right? Yeah. So is that, I just want to be clear. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, from a bigger perspective, it's just going to be what we're dealing with as a center of gravity, modern, postmodern, even integral world, is how do we deal with these pockets of still tribal, traditional, fundamentalist structures that...
You've been listening to a segment from the Daily Evolver Dialogues with Jeff Saltzman and David Dryden. For the full discussion, please go to integrallife.com or click the link above the audio player.